I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, and I welcome my friend and colleague Jim McTague, longtime Barron's Washington editor, now the novelist Jim McTague, writing of newspapers, which is what Jim knows, having been a newspaper man his whole life. The Boundary series, Martin and Twyla Boundary. We're waiting for the third volume in his story of how it is to be a newspaper man in the 21st century after the virus. However, we begin with the swamp where Jim lives. The swamp in springtime, the cherry blossom swamp. Joe Biden's in the White House, and the last we checked, there were many, many storefronts boarded up in Washington because of the turmoil of last summer and the turmoil of January. But now it's springtime, and the question is, are the tourists back? Are the restaurants confident? Is it reopening as we see the rest of America reopening? Jim, a very good evening to you. What is the condition of downtown swamp now? It should be cherry blossom time. Is anybody appreciating them? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, the blossoms are out. Tourists are returning in big numbers, not huge numbers. And the downtown Washington, which looked like a war zone, boarded up stores, boarded up restaurants, hotels. All that plywood has been taken down. The only fencing up is in front of the White House. It's an ugly black chain link fence that blocks off Lafayette Park, which is right in front of the White House. But other than that, the city looks like it did pre-Black Lives Matter, pre-storming of the Capitol. In fact, the mall, you know, in front of the Capitol is filled with frolicking tourists now, as opposed to, rioting supporters of Donald Trump.
All right. The tourists, and they look happy to be there. Are they masked, Jim? Are they social distancing? Are they taking into account the virus?
Yeah, most of them are masked and social distancing, but you do see the unmasked as well. I'd say the crowd is predominantly younger, 20s and 30s. You see a lot of tourists on scooters. I assume a lot of them are from small town America because they cross the streets as if they've never seen a traffic light in their entire life. Traffic jams are returning. I live 3 miles from Reagan Airport, and the jet traffic is increasing for the first time since the shutdowns began, in 2020, back in April and May when it really fell off the cliff. So it's coming back for certain. I was in a barber shop the other day. I braved the barber shop, and I heard a young fellow next to me complaining that his wife just got hired. She has a new job that takes her out of the house. He works at home, and they have a 3-year-old daughter who tends to interfere with his Zoom calls. So it's an anecdote. Hiring is picking up. I can see it all over the city, and offices are beginning to slowly reopen.
Alexandria and the suburbs surrounding Washington, are they lively as well? Are they seeing a lot of daytime traffic, shoppers, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I live in Alexandria. We've had a lot of new restaurants open up because there's been an influx of new residents to new apartment buildings, new condos. It's really jumping, and these restaurants are I wouldn't say they're packed, but they're pretty full. I think sidewalk dining is a feature that will probably survive after COVID is a memory. People seem to like it, and the outdoor tables are packed. And I see quite a few people braving the indoors as well. And, they're unmasked indoors because they're eating. But the fear factor, you still see people who are extremely fearful. They wear masks even when no one is around because, it's almost as if they believe that the COVID-19 is just ubiquitous in the air, but I see a lot more people discounting COVID. I mean, the venturing into a restaurant, I personally think it's still risky, but the younger crowd doesn't share my concerns.
Jim, the change here is the vaccine. I've had a vaccine shot. Vaccines are commonplace now across America, and I suspect that's the same in Virginia and Maryland. That has to be the difference between last spring and this spring, the vaccine.
It is. I've had two. Now, I'm 71, but I have younger neighbors. Neighbors in the military have gotten their shots. You know, the Pentagon has been very aggressive in vaccinating the troops. So that's all levels, and there are a lot of military people in Washington. All my neighbors of all ages seem to have gotten at least one shot. My relatives, the same thing. I have kids in their 30s and 40s who have gotten their shots. They have they have high-risk jobs, and that's why they got them. So I agree with you. I think and it's what was predicted. You know, when the vaccine became readily available, it was predicted that the economy would explode because, you know, the only thing holding us back was a lack of a vaccine. And those predictions have been, I think they're dead on. And I think come August, it's going to be apparent to everybody that we're going to be in for a great year economically as we begin to recover from this horrible plague.
Now for the other news, which is there are no houses, Jim. There are no condos. There's no place to go. They're all here in Connecticut. I haven't seen a for sale sign in weeks. Do you see for sale signs in Alexandria in the district?
It's amazing. You know, the building never stopped here in Alexandria, Virginia, unlike some places. So the crews worked year round. So we see condominiums coming online. There's a hotel four blocks from me that is being converted into condos, and its parking lot is going to have townhouses. These are selling sight unseen. I mean, before they are even finished, people are buying the units. I guess, you know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal last week that for the first time ever, or since statistics have been kept, there are more real estate agents than there are houses for sale. So it is really a spectacular seller's market. I've had neighbors put their units up for sale, and the deals close within 6 days. They're getting phenomenal prices that shock everybody and give us hopes. You know, I have a house coming up for sale, and I hope I'm pleasantly surprised that somebody is willing to pay more than I think my house is worth.
Well, what I've read and seen online testimony is that if you're selling your house, make sure you've got a place to go to, because that's the big challenge now. Not selling, buying. But Jim, what does this mean for the national economy? Let's convert to the days of talking macro here. Is it a good thing we're out of housing stock? Is it a good thing that you can't find a piece of lumber and to finish the houses you have? Is it a good thing that the supply chain is jolting alive, but it's not smooth yet? Does that promise more difficulties, or is that just the nature of coming out of a recession? Even though it was a forced recession, it looks like a recession.
Yeah, it's a different kind of recession. It's a COVID recession, and COVID pretty much caused a lot of the supply chain difficulties. And the reason is, for example, builders couldn't get shingles for homes. And they couldn't get windows. And the reason was the manufacturers had to social distance on their factory floors, and they had fewer workers. So because of that social distancing, they couldn't really ramp up production. So as the vaccine comes into play, we will see the supply chain disruptions disappear. With the disappearance of the disruptions, we will see increased productivity. You know, more houses will be built, and that will bring prices down, because right now the shortages, which I think are supply chain shortages, will disappear. And so the supply demand imbalance that we see now will also disappear. So that's good. I think we don't really have to worry about inflation. It's a temporary thing. It's the same with gasoline prices. Well, part of that is summer demand. Part of it is storms. Part of it is COVID. That will normalize as well, assuming that we don't get too many more super storms down in Texas.
You taught me once upon a time that the great engine of GDP growth is household formation. Is that what we're about to see? All the millennials who've parked their lives and are now going to be reengaged. We need housing for them, but once they have the housing, they start to buy things for their families. That's my memory of what you taught me.
Yeah, but this is a strange demographic, the millennials. I see a lot of babies in the neighborhood, by the way. But millennials seem to favor renting versus purchasing. Now, generally what happens with, I've seen this with other generations, if they rent long enough, they become dissatisfied with their landlords at some point, and they become buyers. But we're not at that point yet. So we still see a lot of renters. So that it means the households are keeping their families smaller, and they're not buying the appliances and the lawn implements that you go out and buy when you move to a single-family house or a townhouse community. So I think household formation may take a while. And and the other thing, COVID, how many husbands and wives are sick of each other because they've been locked up so long?
Now, Jim, yeah. Jim, so, we'll turn to the novelist in you just a moment. All right, it's Jim McTague, longtime Barron's editor. For the Washington scene, right now Jim's reporting on the Washington weather and the Washington tourists returning. Normalcy not yet, but certainly a dramatic change from the last spring, the spring of 2020. We're going to turn to novel writing in the year 2021 about being a newspaper man on Capitol Hill or anywhere in the country, because as you'll note, journalism is changing. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.